Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get a little bit more insight, and we turn to a man that should know him very, very well, the color analyst on the University of Alabama Birmingham Radio Network, and we're looking forward to this next interview. Steve Irvine is nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Steve, thanks for taking time to talk to us today.
Well, appreciate y'all for having me. We're really excited here for Alex and just for UAB football in general. I mean, you know, we don't get a lot of draft choices here, so it's an exciting time for us.
Was everybody pretty much pumped sitting around the TV trying to see what was happening? I know what it's like to be in a city like that, especially when you don't get a lot of draft picks and everyone's like, where's it going to go? Where's it going to go? What was the excitement like on Friday?
It was huge. I mean, I think part of it was we really hoped third round or something like where he went, but you sort of figure it'd be a little later, you know. So when it's a third round pick, man, it was a lot of excitement. And this kid's a good player now. I mean, and the great thing about him is his best days are ahead. I mean, he's a raw. He's still a little bit raw, and he came in really raw, and so his best days are ahead. But there's just a lot of excitement.
Steve, the NFL Network, with all of their stuff, had him listed at 6'5", 271. UAB's website has him listed at 6'7". How big is this guy?
I'd say he's probably about 6'5 and a half, 6'6". Okay. He has really long arms. I think he plays a little taller than he is, but he's probably about, you know, in between 6'5", 6'6", type thing. And he looks, you get him on the field, he looks 6'7 on the field now. I mean, he's a big kid, but I would think that, if you're looking at him with shoes off, I'd probably about in between 6'5", 6'6".
So he's 21. He's this big. Is he a defensive end, Steve, or is this a guy who maybe down the road his body grows and he becomes a tackle?
Well, that's the great thing about Alex. I think that he's the kind of guy that, you know, when he came to UAB, he was probably 220, 215, 220. Just a big, you know, just a tall, skinny, athletic kid from a small 2A school in Alabama. And, you know, he's grown into, 275 pounds or whatever he weighs now, and I think he's got the ability to play both. I mean, I think that to grow into an inside guy too, because I'll never forget, probably I think it was his first year or second year, I think it was his second year, I was on the road for a game, talking to the defensive line coach Kyle Tatum, and we were talking about him, and Kyle said, you know, I wouldn't be surprised at that time, he goes, I wouldn't be surprised to see him, you know, be a hand on the ground type of kid. I'm like, Kyle, he's 230 pounds. I mean, what are you talking about? He goes, hey, this kid's going to be huge before he's out of here. And so I think they saw that too. And honestly, you watch game film of him, and he does both. I mean, he plays both. He goes inside, outside. So I think that's the strength of Alex. He's so athletic, and he's going to be a much bigger player, certainly carry more weight on him. So I think you have the choice of putting him either place.
So let's talk about that growth curve that he's got coming into the NFL. Where do you think he's going to have to jump it up a little bit to be able to, you know, play the way he wants to play in the NFL?
Well, I mean, I think he's got to, you know, obviously refine himself as a technically, you know, type thing. I think he plays a little bit too much, at the Conference USA level, he could play a little bit too much with his pure athletic ability because he was, you know, bigger and stronger than a lot of guys he was playing and just better than a lot of guys he was playing. So I think he certainly needs to refine himself. And I think that was you know, that was the same case in high school. You know, I mean, again, he plays at 2A high school when he's 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". You know, you don't have to do a lot of things except for being an athlete and just throw guys around. So I think he's, you know, he certainly is going to have to refine himself and you know, become a more technical player. And I think, you know, knowing Alex and knowing the kind of worker he is and kind of kid he is, I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think he's going to work his tail off, and he's going to learn that stuff. But, you know, I think it's going to, you know, it'll take a minute. I mean, it's not, I don't think it's an overnight thing, but, you know, I think he will be a really good player.
Steve, it's interesting to me. The idea of guys coming from small high schools and having to, you know, kind of adapt to college, that's so foreign with so many of the big time guys that, you know, that are going to Alabama and Auburn and Florida and Ohio State and everything else. And people kind of forget these kids, you know, at these small right. schools. And man, if you just give these guys a chance, you know, and are patient, that's usually the key. You never know what you're going to get. But if you're the Browns, that's part of the problem too. You drafted a guy fairly high and you're still not right. sure what you're going to get. What the intangibles that you've been laying out for us sound really promising.
Right. Yeah, and that's a great point. And I think that, you know, he do need a little time, but I do think he's a good enough football player and athletic enough where he can make a contribution, you know, immediately. But I do think his best days are ahead. So it is kind of a tough thing there. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's kind of a tough thing to wait on. But he, I mean, he'll be a contributor. I mean, he's going to be able to play. But I just think, I mean, I really look forward to 2-3 years down the road just to see where Alex Wright is as a football player, because I think he's going to be sensational. But I do think he can help right away. But I just think, you know, again, in time, he's going to be the best Alex Wright.
Steve, I was reading some other stuff about him too, just talking about just the off the field stuff and how smart he is. Does that jive with what we're talking about? I mean, this he's like pretty smart, like really smart.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was a great student, graduate. I mean, he just, you know, I mean, that, the thing about Alex Wright that the coaching staff loved was whatever you need Alex Wright to do, he would do. You know, he would, in fact, they were really torn on, you know, whether they wanted to, you know, suggest to him that it's time to go. I mean, they knew it was time for Alex to go. I mean, I think he had kind of reached where he went. But with when you need a kid that does everything right, does, you know, I mean, just, you know, this kind of kid you want in your program, it's hard to tell him, like, hey, now's your time. When you know, especially now when you can get an extra year out of all these kids. But yeah, he's, I mean, there's just, I think that's part of why he went as high as he did, because there's no skeletons in the closet type thing for Alex Wright. He did everything right when he was here. From what you could tell, he did everything right growing up. You know, that's a big plus.
Steve Irvine joining us. He's the color analyst for University of Alabama Birmingham football. Steve, is Alex more developed as a pass rusher or as a play against the run guy?
I think right now he's more of a pass rusher. He's more of an edge guy. You know, he had some games, especially this year, where he was dominant both ways. But you know, I think if you had to pigeonhole him or pick one thing that's his strength, I would think an edge guy getting after the quarterback right now is what he does best. And you know, the thing, I'm always hesitant to look at just pure numbers, you know, because his sack numbers don't jump off the page. But you watch him play and his ability to affect the passer and, you know, get sacks for other guys and, you know, hurry things and things like that were sensational. So I think right now that's probably his strength. Even though he does play the run well too, he's not a guy that you take out on, you know, on times where you think they're going to run the ball. I mean, he can do both, but I would say his strength right now is probably getting after the passer.
How do you think it plays up against the competition out there? Like sometimes, you know, you're like, we can sit and watch SEC stuff up here all day, and we can watch Big Ten stuff. But when you're playing like Rice or Charlotte or Florida Atlantic, just like how do you think that gets them ready for the NFL? Knowing that you're looking at the level there and trying to translate that up to the NFL.
Yeah, and man, that's a tough one too. I think one thing it teaches you when you play the Conference USA level, when you're trying to go in the NFL, that you you need to play every down, like, you know, you need to dominate. You need to have the mindset that you're going to dominate every play. You know, no matter who's on the opposite side of you, and when you're dominating that You know, you need to dominate that competition. And I'll tell you what, turn on the Florida Atlantic tape from last year. I think he ended up with seven tackles. I think 3.5 sacks, and I mean, I think one more tackle for loss. But that's the kind of game that you sort of mindset you have to have. And it's, I mean, he was unblockable. You know, and you got to do that. Tulane was the same thing when they played a road game at Tulane. He was unblockable. And so I think that's what you kind of have to do. You got to play against. You know, you're not always playing the best offensive lineman, you know, in conference USA. Not that there's, I mean, there's some good offensive linemen. It's right. Just not SEC level or NFL level. But you just have to, you know, when you see a guy playing with that mindset against whoever he's playing against, that to me, that's what's key. Yes, it's going to be a learning curve playing against NFL linemen, but it is for all of them. I mean, even the Alabama guys at times, not all, you know, some of them come in and don't have a problem with it, but, you know, even for those guys, it's an adjustment period, no doubt.
All right, we got to get you some guys from Cleveland or Northeast Ohio on this roster, man. I'm looking through your roster, and you got nobody from. You got the closest we have is Keyshawn Moore, who's from Cleveland, Mississippi. How are we going to get you some more Cleveland guys down there?
Bring them all, man. That's the one thing Bill Clark has said. He wants to be recruit nationally, and I'll tell the coaching staff they need to start looking in there because. You know, we played came and played at Akron a couple of years ago.
Cool.
And it was fun. I had a great experience, and stayed in Cleveland. Had a great experience. So I'll tell the coach staff they need to start recruiting up there because that's one thing that Bill Clark has really wanted to do is open up the border, so to speak, and just go to recruit nationwide. And you know, UAB football has been such a great story since since the return. That really has done a pretty good job of getting some kids from around the country. We just hadn't got into Ohio. We need to work on that.
All right, I'll give you 30 seconds. Sell me on UAB and tell me that it doesn't snow there and you'll probably get half the kids you want.
Wow.
Okay. Well, it doesn't snow here. Got a brand new stadium, beautiful stadium, one probably the best, I would think the best group of five stadium in the country, seats about 50,000. Beautiful. Weather's great year round. I mean, we get a little bit cold, but not, you know, hey. I think in the last 2 years we've had, I think, two cold games that are home games. So you get to play in great weather. Coaching staff's tremendous. This team's won two of the last three conference USA championships. Been in a bowl game every year since the return. A lot of good things happening in UAB right now.
Boom, recruiting coordinator, you got it.
You're not even on the coaching staff.
I know, that was good. And those cold games were what, 50 degrees?
Oh, yeah. That's cold for y'all. Yeah. I think they might have dipped down in the 40s now. Come on now. That's cold weather down in the 40s.
Yeah, we call that summer around here, so that's all good. Steve, thank you. Thank you for your time, man. We love talking to you. We'd love to talk to you again. Send us some more players for the Browns. It's on you now.
All right. We'll do that. Appreciate y'all.
All right, thank you, Steve. Steve Irvine, right, nice enough to join us. He's the color analyst for Alabama Birmingham.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.